Hachette Audio presents Completely Yours. Written by Aaron Nicholas. Read by Vanessa Edwin. Dedication. For Nicole, my geeky girl. For everything. And to Liz and Lindsay, just thank you. Chapter 1.
They're estimating up to 20,000 were inside when it came down.
Zach Ashley stared at his crew leader, Troy.
20,000?
Troy nodded grimly.
If a ceiling in an exhibit hall is going to collapse, it's gonna collapse during Comic-Con, right?
Zach scrubbed a hand over his face. It was going to be a long day. The ambulance screeched to a halt outside the Seaport World Trade Center, and Zach bailed out of the back, yanking his bag up onto his shoulder. His crew members were right on his heels as they started toward the front doors. But the going was slow through the throngs of people, and Zach was trying not to simply stand and stare. Creatures and characters in all shapes, sizes, and colors had been evacuated from the convention center and now covered the sidewalks and streets. It was a sight to behold.
This way!
A member of the Boston PD waved them forward, clearing a path through the crowd. They made it inside a moment later, and Zach had no idea what he was looking at. The general panic and confusion that went along with any catastrophe were multiplied by the thousands. A big crowd was always a difficult scene to work, but this was insanity. The convention boasted an attendance of nearly 50,000 each year, so Zach knew it could have been worse. But 20,000 potential victims inside a 115,000-square-foot exhibit hall where a sixth of the ceiling had come crashing to the floor? That was holy shit chaotic stuff.
Worst of it's in the center, Troy called to them, holding his radio to his ear. There are three crews already on site treating Vicks as they dig them out. Start out here and triage as you work to the middle.
Fortunately, most of the building had been evacuated. Besides the rows and rows of booths that sold everything from comic books to jewelry to tech gadgets, the huge exhibit hall was empty of all attendees able to walk out on their own and not bleed along the way. The only people remaining inside were the emergency
sample complete. Ready to continue?